From the CPR Newsroom, I'm Don DeBar with some news headlines.
Since our policy to overthrow the Syrian government of Assad has brought us really into a potential direct head-to-head military conflict with Russia, I have some important questions along this line.
That was Representative Tulsi Gabbard, Democratic member of the House of Representatives Armed Services Committee, questioning Defense Secretary Ashton Carter at a hearing of that committee this past Tuesday. In a geopolitical environment where one of the U.S.'s NATO allies has shot down a Russian warplane, quickly followed by a U.S. announcement that it was outfitting its planes over Syria with air-to-air missiles, Gabbard's questions marked the first time that a member of Congress has publicly addressed one of the possible outcomes of further escalation.
Approximately how many nuclear warheads does Russia have aimed at the U.S. and the U.S. have aimed at Russia?
The Defense Secretary's response, though not specific, did make Representative Gabbard's point, albeit with a little coaxing.
Congresswoman, I will get you those precise numbers as best we know them. Let me just summarize it by the fact that we have a strong, safe, secure, and reliable deterrent. But it's also true that Russia, like the Soviet Union that precedes it, has a massive nuclear arsenal.
Right. And it would be accurate to say that both of our countries have the capacity to launch these nuclear weapons within minutes.
We do.
Representative Gabbard then asked about the military's estimation of the damage such an exchange would visit upon the U.S.
I've seen pictures, films, and images from Nagasaki and Hiroshima. I know you have as well. And I presume you would agree with me that nuclear war would be devastating to the American people. The amount of suffering that it would cause and the devastation to our families, our children, our communities, our planet, our future generations is difficult to imagine. So I'm wondering if there's been an assessment on how many lives would be lost and the damage that would be done if this nuclear war between our two countries were to occur.
Congresswoman, I've been doing this for a long time, including during the Cold War, and working on nuclear weapons since the beginning of my career. To answer your question, there have been estimates made right along when there was a Soviet Union, then a Russia, and it's a very simple story. It is, as you say, nuclear war would be an absolutely unprecedented and catastrophic destruction. That is why deterrence is so important. That's why prudence in the field of nuclear matters by leaders all over the world is so essential.
Gabbard, an Iraq war vet, then asked Secretary Carter some specific questions about U.S. operations in Syria.
So the fact that we now have our F-15s patrolling the Turkey-Syria border with that primary air-to-air combat operation, there's no air-to-air combat against ISIS. They don't have any air assets. So I can only presume that the purpose of these planes would be to target Russian planes. Is that accurate?
Congressman, let me answer the point you began with, which is we have a different view, a very different view from Russia about what would be constructive for them to do in Syria. We have that disagreement. We can't align ourselves with what they're doing. We're opposing and want them to change what they're doing in Syria. That's not the same as the United States and Russia clashing. I think that the chairman and his counterpart in Russia just talked yesterday about making sure that we didn't, by accident, have any incident involving U.S. and Russian forces. So we have a sharp disagreement there, but that's not the same as blundering into a armed situation with one another.
That sharp disagreement with two diametrically opposed objectives, one, the U.S. seeking to overthrow the Syrian government of Assad, Russia seeking to uphold the Syrian government of Assad, creates that potential that strong potential and strong likelihood for that head-to-head combat or that head-to-head military conflict. And Russia's installation of their anti-aircraft missile defense system increases that possibility of whether it's intentional or even an accidental event where one side may shoot down the other side's plane. And that's really where the potential is for this devastating nuclear war, for something that could blow up into something much larger.
The defense secretary did not address that possibility directly. Representative Gabbard expressed the essential part of her concern with current U.S. policy.
What's the benefit? Why are we trying to do this in Syria? Why are we trying to go to war with Russia over this disagreement of overthrowing the Syrian government of Assad? It's crazy.
From the CPR Newsroom, I'm Don DeBar.